All right, so let's begin. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So we left off yesterday. Two, four, six, eight lines down from the top. Thank you. The learning today is dedicated by the Liebtag and Middleman families for the yard site of Mrs. Liebtag, Sarah Reisel, Basrub Gershon. And we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her Shem will have an aliyah. So we left off yesterday, eight lines down from the top, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So if you remember again, the Gemara said, "V'korin aser sadibros shma v'ayim shamoa v'yomer emes yatzei v'avodah berkas kohanim." So the Gemara yesterday discussed the idea. There are Gemaras over here if anyone needs. Maybe pass a couple back to that. So the Gemara discussed this process that took place every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohen, the Mamuna, right, the Skan Kohen Gadol would go ahead and get the Kohanim up, and they would go ahead and they would read Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Vayayim Shamoa, Emes V'yatziv, Avoda, which was the paragraph of Ritzei, Ubirkas Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likros King. Even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Bigvulin literally means in the boundaries. What it actually means to is even communities throughout Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to institute this particular practice, Rashi points out, of saying Aseres HaDibros. Now remember, the Aseres HaDibros that they instituted was Aseres HaDibros in Kriyat Shema. So remember, the three parashas of Kriyat Shema do not appear contiguously within the Torah. Chazal placed them together for reasons that we will discuss. So the original intent was, well, let's put Aseres HaDibros in the middle of Shema, just like they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Elosh Shekvar Bitlu Mimnei Tarumas Aminim. However, this practice was negated because of the heretics. Rashi says, Mimnei Tarumas Aminim, Shlo Yomru La'ameh Ha'aretz Ein Shar HaTorah Emes, V'teidu Shein Korin Elamash Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu V'shon Mipiv Sinai. That the heretics were saying, you see, we actually spoke this out yesterday, that the heretics said, you see from here that it's only the Aseres HaDibros that are important, because look, the rabbis decided to establish that in Shema, therefore everything else besides the Aseres HaDibros is not as important, because ultimately Aseres HaDibros we heard directly from Hashem, or at least two of them. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Nasan, Omer Bigvulun, Bigshu Likros came. In the surrounding communities, they also wanted to establish this practice of saying Aseres HaDibros in Shema, Elosh Shekvar Bitlum Mipnei Tarumas Haminin. But they stopped this practice because of the heretics. Rabbi Rachana Sabar Lemikveinu Besura. Rabbi Rachana actually wanted to institute this practice even in Bavel, right? Even in the great city of Sura. Amrli Rav Chista, Kvar Bitlum Mipnei Tarumas Haminin. And Rav Chista told him, but however, they've already stopped this practice because of the heretics. Amemar Sabar Lemikveinu Benardo. So I remember wanted to do it in Nardo. Remember, Nardo and Sura are the two major Torah centers of Bavel. Amrli Rav Ashi, Kvar Bitlum Mipnei Tarumas Haminin. Rav Ashi said, however, they negated this practice because of the heretics. So also, that's why you'll see today, it's interesting, just the vestige of that practice is that's why you'll find Aseres HaDibros in most Siddurim at the end of Shacharis. Why is that there? Because originally it was part of Tefillah. It was subsequently taken out, but it still has its place in the Siddur. Over Shabbos Mosifa Bracha Achos L'mishma Hayotze. So we learned yesterday in the Braisa that on Shabbos the Kohanim would say one additional Bracha. One additional bracha for the watch that was leaving. Remember, Kohanim were split up into 24 mishmoros, 24 shifts. The shifts would change shift on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "My bracha achos. What is this? What bracha is this?" Amar Reb Chelbo, Mishmar Hayotzi, Omer the Mishmar Hanichnas. So interestingly enough, who gave the blessing? It was the group of Kohanim that were leaving. The watch that was now going off duty would say a bracha to the mishmar, to the group that was coming on duty. Misha shachan eshmo b'bayis hazeh, he who rested his name in this house, hu yashkin beinechem ahava v'achva b'shalom v'reyes. He should go ahead and rest upon you love and brotherhood and peace and camaraderie. Makom sha'amru l'harich. So if you remember again, the Mishnah said that in a place where Chazal created a long bracha, You cannot go ahead and truncate it into a shorter bracha. Remember again, we saw Tosfos who explained that the essence of this long bracha versus short bracha, we have some brachos that are just one line, and then we have other brachos that begin with Baruch and ultimately end with Baruch. So the Mishnah said you can't go ahead and change the particular text of a bracha. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara does something very interesting over here. Pshita, it's obvious, this is very interesting. So the Gemara says, what happens if it's Peshitta, it's Pasha the following case. A person picks up a cup of wine, and he thought that it was beer. So when he begins to say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, his intent is that how is he going to finish it? Shakol niyeh b'dvaro. And then he realizes, after he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that it's not beer, but in fact that it's wine, and therefore he ends up Roi Pri Agaven. So the Gemara says, in that kind of case, it's obvious that he's Yotzei the bracha. Why? Because even had he finished off the bracha, according to his original intent, he would have been Yotzei. Why? Because technically speaking, if you make a shahakol on anything, you're technically Yotzei. Because again, we learned in the Mishnah that if you say shahakol, you're Yotzei. Ela heichad de kanoket kasa de shichra biyade v'kasar de chamrahu pasach ubaruch adaita de chamra v'siim b'de shichra mai. The interesting case, Rabbi Osai, is what? Where you go ahead and you pick up a cup of beer, but you think that it's wine. So when you begin to say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, your intent is that you're going to end it off how? Borei Pri HaGafen. Then you realize mid-bracha that in fact it's not wine and it's beer, so you end off with the right suffix of Shahakol Niyeh B'dvaro. But the question now becomes, is that an effective bracha if your first part of the bracha, if your kavana was for the wrong bracha? And wrong bracha to the point that had you ended it off Borei Pri HaGafen, it would have been a bracha levatala. Borei Pri HaGafen doesn't work for beer. So my, what's the halacha? Baser Iker Bracha Azlinan, do we go after the primary aspect of the bracha? Now Rashi points out over here that what's the ikar bracha? Baser ikar bracha azlinan ve'ikar bracha daita diyayin ne'emra v'havi kimoshe siyein biyayin ve'ein birchas hayayin motzia yidei birchas sheikha shena sheikha min agafen. So according to the Gemara, the real essence of the bracha is shemu malchus. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam is the essence of the bracha. So do we say that the nature and quality of a bracha is really, it's really solidified or concretized by the kavana you have when you say shame, the name of God, and Malchus Elokeinu Melech Haolam, oh, Baser Chasim Azlinan? Or do we say, you know what, at the end of the day, what matters when you make a bracha? What matters is how you end it off. How you end it off. So that's our shayla. So the Gemara says, well, let's prove it from here. Tashma, Shachris, if you're davening Shachris, Pasach B'Yotzer Or, if you begin your Birchos Kriyashma, right, by saying Yotzer Or, V'siyim b'ma'ariv aravim, but you end off the bracha with ma'ariv aravim, which is the bracha of ma'ariv, then lo yatza, you're not yotzei. However, pasach b'ma'ariv, but if you begin birchos kriyashma of the morning, right, with the intent, when you go ahead and you say the name of God, with the intent that you're going to finish it up ma'ariv aravim, however, I'm sorry. But if you went ahead and you began it with the intent of saying Mariv Aravim, but what? You ended it off with Yotzer, or you ended it in the right way, you're Yotzei. Arvis, if you're davening Mariv, Pasach b'Mariv Aravim, if you begin the bracha with the intent to finish off Mariv Aravim, v'siyim b'Yotzer or, but then you end it off with Yotzer or, lo yatza, you're not Yotzei. However, Pasach b'Yotzer or, if you begin the bracha of Mariv, right, for Birchos Kriyashma for Mariv, with the intent of saying Yotzer or, v'siyim b'Mariv Aravim, but you ended off Mariv Aravim, yatza, you're Yotzei. So Rabbi Osai, what is the Braisa clearly saying? Klalu shel davar, hakol holich achar hachosun. We see from there that what? That when it comes to brachos, everything goes by how the bracha ends off. So as long as you ended it off with the right suffix, even if you began with the wrong intent, halach l'maisa, the bracha is good. Applying that to our logic over here, even though you went ahead and you thought that it was a cup of wine, when in fact it was a cup of beer. And when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you had in mind to go ahead and end it off Borei Pri HaGafen. As long as you caught yourself before you got to the suffix and you ended it off Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro, you're Yotzei. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry?
You didn't catch yourself, do you go back and repeat it?
Yeah, you'd have to say another bracha. Correct. That'd be bracha levatzala. That is correct. So the Gemara says, well, one second. Shiny Hassan, the case of Kriya Shema is not a good example. Why? Shiny Hassan, the Ka'amar Baruch Yotzer Hama'oros. So the Gemara says, there's a difference. Why is there a difference, Rabbi Osai? Because remember, in Birchos Kriya Shema is a bracha aruka, right? What's a bracha aruka? Where you go ahead and you have another bracha at the conclusion of the paragraph. So in that case over there by Birchos Kriya Shema, perhaps the reason why if you catch your mistake, you are yotzei the bracha, is because in essence you are making another bracha. So for example, if I begin Birchos Kriya Shema this morning, and I have in mind that I'm going to end it off by saying a ma'ariv aravim, and then I catch myself at the end, the reason why I'm yotzei is because I say again, Baruch Atah Hashem, yotzer hama'oros. So maybe that's why over there, if you catch your mistake at the end, you're yotzei. But let's say by Brei Pri Agafen, where ultimately you're not making another Baruch Atah Hashem, if I said the Baruch Atah Hashem with the wrong intent, maybe I shouldn't be yotzei the bracha. So the Gemara says, well, hanicha l'rav, do amar kol bracha she'in b'haskaras Hashem ein a bracha. So that makes sense according to Rav, who holds that the essence of a bracha is the name of God. So since at the end of Birchos Kriya Shema, I do say Baruch Atah Hashem, I repeat the name of God again, then ein achinami, that would be a good point. However, elo Rav Yochanan do amar kol bracha she'in b'malchus, ein a bracha, ma'ika l'meimar. But according to Rav Yochanan, who holds that any bracha that does not have Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam is not considered to be a full-blown bracha. So the fact that I go back at the end of Birchos Kriya Shema and say Baruch Atah Hashem doesn't make that into a whole new bracha. Ela, kevan da'amar Rabba Bar-Ula, kadei lahaskir midas yom ba'layla, umidas layla ba'yom, ki ka'amar bracha umalchus me'ikara, atarvayhu ka'amar. So the Gemara says, no. Birchos Kriya Shema is not a good raya for a different reason. Because if you remember a couple of days ago, we spoke about this idea that built into Birchos Kriya Shema is the notion of remembering the day at night and remembering the night at day. Because Birchos Kriya Shema have the dual elements of day and night, therefore when I say Baruch HaTorah, therefore when I open the bracha, my kavana is both for the remembrance of day and night. Because of that, if I begin the Birchos Kriya Shema this morning, thinking that I'm going to conclude it with Ma'ariv Aravim, interestingly enough, according to the Gemara, that's actually not an erroneous mindset. Why is it not an erroneous mindset? Because I have to make mention of night as well. So therefore, by Birchos Kriya Shema, even if I begin thinking about the wrong time of day when I begin, first of all, as long as I conclude it correctly, it's okay. And thinking about the wrong time of day, in essence, is not really thinking about the wrong time of day. Because I have to remember both times of day in Birchos Kriya Shema. So in essence, we're back to square one. We still don't know what to do about the wine case. Tashma misefa. So the Gemara says, we can learn this out from the end of the Braitha. Klalo shel davar, hakol holech acher hachosam. Right? The principle is, everything goes after the conclusion, the suffix. So the Gemara says, Klalo shel davar la'asuye mai. What is that? What is this? What does this mean, Klalo shel davar? What does this come to include? Lav la'asuye hada amran. Does it not come to include the case of the beer, right? Of the beer, remember I was saying the beer case. That's where I picked up the cup, I thought that it was wine, and therefore I said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, with the intent to end off Brei Pri Agafen. I then realized that it's beer, I end off Shahakol Nia Bidvaro. The Braisa says, Hakol Holich Acher Achosim. The Gemara suggests, is it not coming Dafka to teach us about that case? So the Gemara says, lo, actually it's not coming to include that case. What is it coming to include? La Asuye Nahama Vitamri. So this is an interesting case. It's coming to include the case of dates, of bread and dates. What's the case of bread and dates? Hechi domi. What's the case? Ilema de achol nama v'kasavar de tamri achol. If you say that it's a case that you ate bread, now I've also said this is now switching to bracha achrona. If it's a case that you ate bread and you thought that you ate dates, upasach adaita de tamri, and you began your bracha achrona thinking that what? That you were going to say an ala eitz, the siyem bidinamo, but you ended off benching, hainu bayon. That's our question. right? That's the meaning of Rabbi Yossi. If I went ahead and ate bread and thought that I ate dates, and now I'm going to say an Allah eats. I said the name of God thinking I'm going to end off with a bracha and Allah eats, and then I realized my mistake, and I switch it into benching. That's our question. That's the same thing as the beer and wine case. Hi, nu bayon. That's our question. Sigmar says, lo. Sricha kigon da achol tamri, v'kasavar nama. No, actually, that hakol la'asuye comes to include this case. I ate dates, but I thought it was bread. Da achol tamri v'kasavar nama. Right? Upasach b'dinama, v'siyem b'ditamri. And I began, Baruch Atah Hashem, with the intention of what? Reciting Birkas HaMazon, reciting benching, and I ended off with what? With Allah Eitz. So the halacha is Yotza. You're Yotze, why? Da'afilu siyem bidinama nami Yotza. Because apparently, even if you ended up benching on dates, you would be Yotze, why? My timer, what's the reason for that? The tamri nami mezon zaini. Because apparently, dates satiate in a bread-like capacity. So in the event that you were to go ahead and bench on dates, that actually would not be considered to be a bracha levatala. So Rabbi say, halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that akol holich achar hachosum. That even if you begin the bracha with the wrong intent, as long as you end it off the right way, halacha lemaisa, you are yotzei the bracha. So even if you began thinking that you were going to end it off Bari Priya 8, and then you changed it to Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, Bari Minim, whatever it is, as long as you end off with the right suffix, you yotzei the bracha. Satiate, like mazon. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Chinina. So Rabba Bar Chinina said in the name of Rav, Kol shelo amar emes v'yotzev shachris, v'emes v'emuna arvis, lo yotzi dechavaso. Anyone who did not go ahead and say emes v'yotzev in the morning, and emes v'emuna in the evening, has not discharged his obligation. Shine emar, because the pasuk says, la hagid baboker chasdecha, Emunoscha Balelos. David HaMelech says, I will go ahead and I'll tell about your chesed in the morning and your emunoscha, belief in you at night. So Rashi just points out over here that emunoscha Balelos is obvious because that's MS Viamuna. Rashi points out, Shnemar lahagid baboker chasdecha ubirkas MS Viyotzev kula al chesed sha'asim avosenu. So MS Viyotzev, that whole bracha details the various chesed and the various acts of kindness that God did with our forefathers. So that's lahagid baboker chasdecha. In the morning we speak about God's kindness, the emunoscha emes v'emuna at night. V'amar Rabbi Bar Chinina Saba m'shmei d'rav, ha'mispalo kishuhu korea b'baruch. When one davins, when he is bent over, so he, where Rashi points out, korea b'avos u'bahoda. This is referring to the different brachos in Shmona Esrei, where one bows down. So when one bows down for brachos in Shmona Esrei, the aloha is korea b'baruch. He goes ahead and he bows down at baruch. U'kishu zokef b'shem. And he straightens out by the time that he says the name of Hashem. Amar Shmuel, my time of the rap. What's the reason for this? Dichsev Hashem Zokev Kifufim. Because it says that God straightens out the bent. So the Gemara understands that, the Gemara darshans that to mean that although you bend down by Baruch, by the time he gets the name of Hashem, one should be standing erect. Meisvei, Mipso, again, now the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Malachi. Mipnei Shmi Nichasu. So literally, it means before my name, one should be humbled. So the Gemara says like this, and if anything, it would appear to be from this pasuk, that what position should you be in when you say the name of Hashem? Pasuk should be bent over. Why? Because again, the pasuk says, "Bipnei shemini chasu," that a person is humbled before the name of God, to which the Gemara says, "Miksiv bishmi, mipnei shmi ksiv." So the Gemara says, does the pasuk say, when you say my name, because of my name? The Gemara says, in the face of my name, one should be humbled. So the Gemara actually darshans this to mean, the Gemara darshans this to mean that as one begins to say Baruch, so that's when one humbles oneself. When one begins to mention the name of Hashem, one begins to humble themselves, but ultimately one stands erect by the time he gets the name of Hashem. Amrali Shmuel Chia Barav Bar Urion. So Shmuel said to Chia Barav Bar Urion. Bar Urion literally means son of light, but son of light is what people would call Tamidei Chachamim. So Torah, student of Torah, student of light, Bar Orion. So this is Shmuel saying Techiya Barav. Come over here. I want to tell you something beautiful that your father said. This is what your father said. Kishu Korea, when you bow down in Shemona Esrei, Korea beBaruch, you bow down at Baruch. Ukishu Zokev, and when you stand up straight, Zokev b'Shem. You should stand up. You should be standing up straight by the time you get to the name of Hashem. Rav Sheshes ki Kara ki Chizra ki Zokev Zokev ki Chiyua. Rav Sheshes, when he would bow down like a rod. So Rashi points out over here, Kichizra, Shevet Biat Adam V'chovto Klape Mala Bevas Achos. Meaning, we'll discuss this, by the way, because we'll get to this more later on. The notion of bending. How do you bend for Shemona Esrei? Should you bend at the knees or should you bend at the waist? See, interestingly enough, Rav Sheshes, when he would bend at the waist. And the chap was, he would bend quickly, like one motion. Right, one motion. So he would just go straight down. However, Kizokif, when he would get up, Zokif Kichiyua, which means he would get up like a snake. So Rashi points out over here, Kinachash Hazek Kishu Zokif Atzma Abiya Harosh Tchila, Viniskaf Ma'at Mat. Apparently, just like the snake doesn't get up immediately, the snake gets up gradually. When he would go ahead and resume his posture, he would first lift up his head. He would do so gradually. He would first lift up his head, and then slowly lift up his body as well. Meaning, so when going down before God, they did it in one quick motion, versus getting back up, he did it slowly, head first, and then the rest of his body, ultimately to show that bowing down before God was not burdensome. V'amar Rava Bar Chinina, Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Ashana Kula, so I'll say Nyani Diyoma. So Rava Bar Chinina said in the name of Rav, all year, Adam Mispala HaKel HaKadosh Melech Hoiv Tzedakah Mishpat. All year round, the person says Hakel Hakadosh, all right. So the God who is holy, Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, and the King who loves Tzedakah, we'll call it righteousness and justice. Chutz Me'asar Yom Shvein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, except for Aser Yom Tshuva, Shemispalo Hamelech Hakadosh VeHamelech Hamishpat. Where we focus on the monarchical aspect of God, and therefore we go to Hamelech HaKadosh, and just simply Hamelech HaMishpat, the God, we leave out Tzedakah, but rather he's the God of justice. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Afidu Omar HaKel HaKadosh Yatzar. Rabbi Elazar says that as much as we change the bracha of HaKel HaKadosh to Hamelech HaKadosh during a Aseres Yom Tshuva, if you said HaKel HaKadosh, you're still Yotzei. Shine Emar, because over here he quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, Vayigbo Hashem Tzevokos Bamishpat, Vaha'el HaKadosh Nikdosh Bitzdoka. So the fact that the Gemara goes ahead, of the Gemara Darshans. So, Imosai Vayigbo Hashem Tzevokos Bamishpat, when is God elevated in His justice? Elu Asara Yomim Shmei Rosh Hashanah Va'ad Yom Kippurim. This refers to Aseres Yom Tshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally sits in judgment of the world. The Ka'amar HaKel HaKadosh. And yet still here, in the pasuk that makes reference to God's primary attribute as an arbiter of justice, the Navi still calls him HaKel HaKadosh. Therefore the Gemara says, or Rabbi Elazar says, that in the event that you made a mistake and didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, but said HaKel HaKadosh during Aseres Yom Tshuva, you're still Yotzei. My Havi Allah. So what's the bottom line? What's the conclusion with this? Amar Rav Yosef HaKel HaKadosh, Umelech Oiv Tzedakah Umishpat. So therefore, the Yossi says, even during a Aseres Yom Tshuva, you could say HaKel HaKadosh and Melech Oiv Tzedakah Umishpat. Rabba Omer, HaMelech HaKadosh VeHaMelech HaMishpat. And Rabba says, no, we say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, VeHilchasa Ki Rabba. And Halacha follows Rabba. So we'll say Halacha LeMaisa. We know that you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. If you did not say HaMelech HaKadosh, you need to go back, you need to repeat. But if a person, and we also say HaMelech HaMishpat, but if a person made a mistake, and just said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat, one need not repeat Shemona Esrei, because since one still made mention of the monarchical aspect of God of Hamelech, one is Yotzei. Okay. Va'amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei D'Rav. Tzara Bar Chinina said the name of Rav. Kol She'ef Shelo Levakesh Rachamim Al Chaveiro. Let's listen to how beautiful this is. Anyone who has the ability to request compassion for his friend, the Eino Mevakesh, and does not do so, Nikra Chote, is called a sinner. So, if you have the ability to daven for someone else, and you don't do so, you're called a sinner. Shene emar, because the pasuk says, Gam anochi chalila li mechato l'Hashem, mechadol lehispalel ba'adchem. The Navi Shmuel says that even he is going to go ahead and daven on behalf of the people. Amar Rava, and again, the point of Rav Osai is that Shmuel HaNavi says, and if I wouldn't daven for you, then what? Chalila li mechato l'Hashem. The inference is that I'm going to daven for you because far be it from me, God forbid from me, that I should be a sinner to God. The inference from that is that if I would not daven for you, what? That would be an act, that would be a commission of sin. In Talmud Chochamu, Tzarash Yachla Atzmo Alav. And if the person whom I'm davening for is a Talmud Chacham, I have to even make myself sick over him. Right? Which is another way of saying that if the person who is in need of my tefillos is a Talmud Chacham, I even have to go even further to try to make sure that I daven for that person. My time, huh? What's the reason for that? Ilema mishum dechsiv, ve'en chola mikem alai, ve'en gola es ozni. If you say now, again, I will say, interesting enough, this is also from Shmuel Aleph. This is talking about, this is the Navi, this is by Shaul. So this is by Shaul when he feels that David is leading an insurrection and he's upset at his family and he's upset at his servants because he feels that none of them have any compassion for his plight and none of them are davening on his behalf. So if the Gemara is going to say that that's the proof, and Shaul was a Talmud Chacham, so if that's the proof that because they weren't davening for Shaul, so Shaul says, you know, nobody even has compassion for me. From here we see that for a Talmud Chacham, Mamish, one is supposed to go out of the way to daven. Dilma Melech Shaini. You can't bring a raya from there because maybe a king is different. Ela mehacha. Rather, it must be from here. And here the Gemara is quoting from the Pasuk in Tehillim. Va'ani bechalosam levushi sak. And I, literally, bechalosam, in their, when they got sick, I wore sackcloth. So who is that referring to? So Rashi points out, Al doeg va'achitofel hu omer shahayu tamidei chachamim. So when David HaMelech talks about the fact that certain tamidei chachamim were in dire straits, and he went ahead and what? I put on sackcloth. I fasted for them. I did for them. From there, the Gemara says that yes, he's supposed to daven for every person. But if the person who's in need of whatever it is in life is a Talmud Chacham, then all the more so a person has to go above and beyond to daven for them. V'amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derav. Kala Oset Var Avera Umispayish Ba Mochelim Lo Akala Von Osav. If someone commits an Avera and is subsequently embarrassed about it, he is forgiven for all of his sins. Shene Amar, here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Yecheskel. L'man Tizkari Uvoshta V'lo Yihye Lach Od Pischon Peh Mipnei Klimosech B'Kafri Lach L'chol asher asis nu'um Hashem Elokim. So the pasuk over here makes reference to this idea that l'man tiskeri uvosht, if you remember what you did and you are embarrassed, then what? Then essentially I will not remember your sin anymore. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Dilma tzibor shani. That pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael. So the Navi there is talking about the fact that if Klal Yisrael remembers what they did wrong, Klal Yisrael does tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not remind them of their misdeeds. Maybe that's a din in the tzibur. Ela mehacha. Rather, we learn it out from here. Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul, lama hirgastani lahalos osi. So if you remember again, this is the episode right before Shaul dies in that last battle with the Plishtim. So Shaul summons Shmuel from the dead, right, in order to find out what exactly he should do regarding the war with the Plishtim. So Shmuel literally says, why have you bothered me? Right, let me hear Gastani, why have you awakened me or angered me to bring me up? Vayomer Shaul, tsar li ma'ot. I'm in a very difficult situation. Uplishtim nilchamim bi, and the Plishtim are waging war against me. Vashem tsar me alai, God has departed from me. Velo anini ot, and he no longer talks to me. Gam biyat hanavim, gam b'chalomos, ve'ekra l'chol l'hodi'ini ma'ese. So Shaul says, God's no longer speaking to me, not through the prophets, not through any kind of dreams, and therefore I've summoned you up to try to figure out what I should do. So the Gemara says, interestingly enough, ve'ilu urim v'tumim lo ka'amar. The one thing that Shaul left out of that list was, and I've tried to consult the Urim V'Tumim, right? The Urim V'Tumim represents the Choshen, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, that they used to consult God through the Urim V'Tumim. So why doesn't Shaul mention the fact that I tried talking to you through the Kohen Gadol, and I got no answer? for a very good reason. Mishum dekatle lenov ira kohanim, because there was no the Kohen Gadol, there was no Kohen Gadol to consult. Because remember, the sole survivor from Nov, city of Kohanim, was now with David HaMelech. So there was no Kohen Gadol for him to consult. So he doesn't mention the coin because he killed out the city of Nov. So the Gemara points out that the reason he doesn't mention that is why is because he was embarrassed. He was humiliated. Oh, he was embarrassed over the sin that he committed, that he wiped. Remember the episode in Novi. He wipes out the city of Nov because he thinks that they are collaborating with David, because Doeg, who was one of his advisors, was in the city of Nov when David came there. The people of Nov thought that David was on a mission from Shaul. They had no idea that he was running from the king, so they assisted him as the son-in-law of the king. Shaul took that as an act of insurrection, wiped them all out. He doesn't mention that over here. The Gemara understands his lack of mentioning Nov and the Kohanim was because he was embarrassed about what he did. How do we know that Shaul was forgiven for what he did in Nov? So the Gemara says, how do we know that Shaul was forgiven by heaven, by God, for what he did to Nov? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says that Shmuel says to Shaul, by this time tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me. Which Shmuel was telling them they were going to die in battle. But the chap is, the fact that Shmuel tells Shaul that you, think about your sons just a moment, but that you will be with me. Be with me means be with me in Olam Haba, means that Shaul was in fact forgiven for his sin. For Rabbanan Amri Mihacha, the Rabbanan understand it from here. This concept that if one is embarrassed about their averos, that they are forgiven. So he quotes the pasuk over here from Shmuel Beis. V'huk anum laHashem begivas shol bechir Hashem v'yomer hamelech ani etein. So this is talking about over here. This is again without going through the whole navi. This is at the end of David, towards the end of David HaMelech's reign. There's a major 3-year famine. They don't know why. It has to do with the fact it was a punishment for the fact that Shaul went ahead and killed out the Givonim. The Givonim were a people with whom Yehoshua made a treaty. Shaul violated the treaty. As a result, David HaMelech had to give over members of Shaul's family to the Givonim to be executed as way of paying for the crime that Shaul committed against them. So the Gemara says, Yotasa Baskov Omar Bechir Hashem. So a heavenly voice came out and said that Shaul was in fact the chosen one of God, which was essentially an affirmation from above that Shaul was forgiven for his sin. Omar Rabbi Avol Ben Zutrasi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu Likva Parshas Balak Bechir Hashem. So now we're looking back to Kriyat Shema Bosai. So originally they wanted to establish the parsha of Balak. We'll discuss specifically what within Kriyat Shema. So why didn't they? Mishum Torach Tzibor, because people need to get out of shul, right? Because the shachris is long enough as it is, and if you go ahead and you start adding other things in, it's going to be a tircha. It's going to be difficult for the tzibor. So the Gemara says, well, why do we want to put in Parshas Balak? My time, what's special about Parshas Balak? Now remember, Parshas Balak really means Parshas Bilam, right? Parshas Balak refers to the prophecies of Bilam, ultimately, at the end at least, well actually throughout the entire, which were very praiseworthy of Klal Yisrael. So my time, what was such about Parshas Balak? If you're going to say, because Bilam said that God is the one who took us out of Egypt, Lema Parshas Ribis, Uparshas Mishkolos, that can't be it, because there are a number of parshios throughout the Torah that make reference to God taking us out of Egypt. So why dafka would you want Parshas Balak? Ela Amar Yosi Bar Avin Mishum Dechsiv Behaikra Kara Shachav Kari. Crouches down, lays down like a lion, ukilavi miyekimenu, and like a lion cub, who can arouse him? So why do they want that pasuk of Bosai? Because there's a Shema allusion there. What's the Shema allusion? B'shach b'cha uvekumecha. He lays down like a lion, right? B'shach b'cha. Who could get him up like a lion cub? Upikumecha. So they wanted to put this in Shema. Velei mahai psuka v'sulo. Smart says, beautiful. So you don't need all of Parshas Balak. You don't need the whole Parsha. Just take that one pasuk. Smart says, we can't do that. Why? Gemiri, because we have a tradition. Kol Parsha de Pasuka Moshe. Moshe Avinu Paskinon. The Lo Paska Moshe Avinu Lo Paskinon. Because any paragraph in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu made a break in, that we can make a break in. But any break that Moshe Rabbeinu did not make, we can't make. So because Parshas Balak is arranged as an orderly Parsha, we can't just pull out a Pasuk from it and just insert it in Shema. Essentially, you need to take the whole section or you need to take nothing. So we opted for Nothing, because otherwise it would have been too much of a tircha de tzibura. Parsha Tzitzis in Nei Ma'akavua. Why did they put Parsha Tzitzis in Shema? Right? Last paragraph in Kriyat Shema. Why do we put that in there? Amr Eli Yehuda Bar Chavi Yomnei Sheish B'chamisha Dvarim. Because it has five important elements. Number one, Mitzvah Tzitzis. Number two, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number three, Ol Mitzvos, the concept of the yoke of Mitzvos. Number four, Das Minim, being aware of heretical views. And number five, Hirhur Avera, Vira Avodah Zarah. And thinking about sin, right? Contemplation of sin, contemplation of idolatry. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Hani Tlas Mefarshan. So the first three are obvious. Ol Mitzvos, the notion of the yoke of Mitzvos, Dichsev, Uri Isem also, you will see the tzitzis, Uzchartim es kol mitzos Hashem. And you remember the entirety of mitzos. Tzitzis is another obvious one, dichsiv, vasula and tzitzis. Yitzias mitzrayim, remembering the Exodus is obvious in it, dichsiv, asho tzaisi, eladas minim, hir hura vera, vira avodazara minolam. But how do we know about heretical views and thinking about sin and thinking about avodazara? Disanya, acharei levavichem, when the Torah says that you should not follow after your heart, zudas minos. What does that refer to? Heretical views. Don't follow after heretical views. V'chinu omer amar naval belibo ein alokim. Acharei einechem. What does it mean? Don't follow after your eyes. Ze hirhur avera. That refers to contemplation of sin. Thinking about sin. Shene emar. Vayomer Shimshon el aviv oso kachli ki yishara be'enai. So this refers to Shimshon. When Shimshon tried to convince his father to take for him a Philistine wife. So he says, because she's very proper in my eyes. He was not referring to her midos, right? He's referring to the fact that he was physically taken with her. So because of that, again, acharei einechem refers to hir hor avera. As atem zonim, what does it refer to? Those things that you zonim lost after? Zo hir hor avod zoro. That refers to contemplation of idolatry. V'chinu omer vayiznu acharei ha-ba'alim. Because as the Pasuk says, Vayiznu, they were drawn after the Baalim, which refers to the Baal, the Avodah Zarah. Mishnah. Maskiri Yitzias Atzayim Baalelos. We remember the Exodus at night. Amr Avalaza Ben Azariah, so was a famous Gemara. Avalaza Ben Azariah says, Harei Nikven Shivim Shana, I am like 70 years old. V'lozachisi Shete Amr Yitzias Atzayim Baalelos. And I've never mentioned the Exodus at night. Ad Shedarsha Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma came along and made the drasha. What's the drasha? Shene Emar, Leman Tiskor Es Yom Seischami Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. The Pasuk says, you shall remember the day you left Egypt all of the days of your life. So Ben Zoma understood that Kol Yemei Chayecha contains two elements in it. Yemei Chayecha, the days of your life, that refers to what? Hayomim, the days. Kol Yemei Chayecha, the word kol, all, refers to halelos, even at night. The Chachamim have a different drasha. Yemei Chayecha, the days of your life, ha'olam hazeh, that refers to this world. Kol, all of the days of your life, lahavi yimos ha-mashiach. Even refers to the Messianic era that will make mention of the Egyptian Exodus. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar lahem ben Zoma lachacham, ben Zoma said to the Chachamim, Techima eskirin yetzias esayim limos ha-mashiach. So Ben Zoma says to the Chachamim, are we really going to remember the Exodus, even in the Messianic era? Bahalo kvar nemar, the Pasuk already says, Hine yomim abo'im ni'um Hashem. Days will come. Below Yomru old Chaya Shema Sherha Ella Espene Yisom Eretz Mitzrayim, Kim Chaya Shema Sherha Ella, Vasher Hevi Es Zera Beis Yisom Eretz Tzifona, Umikola Arotos Asheri Dachtim. So the Navi in Yirmiyah explicitly says that in the Messianic era, we will no longer refer to God as the God who took us out of Egypt, but rather we refer to God as the God who gathered us from all of the lands of our dispersion, which would seem to indicate that in the Messianic era, the Egyptian Exodus is not going to be the cornerstone event. So the Gemara says, so the Chacham said back to Ben Zoma, Amru lo, lo shete ake, yitzias etzayim in koma, elo shete shibun malchios iker, v'yitzias etzayim tafel. The Pasuk doesn't mean to say that we will no longer make reference to the Exodus. Rather, what it means is the Exodus will not be the primary event. Messianic redemption will be the primary event that identifies the greatness of God, and Yitzias Yisrael will be a close second. But it's not that Yitzias Yisrael will be totally forgotten. So he says, Kiyotzebo, give you an example of this, Omer, Lo Yikare Od Shimcha Yaakov, Kim Yisrael Yeheshmecha. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes Yaakov Avinu's name, he says, your name will no longer be Yaakov, rather Yisrael, top of Yud Gimel. Lo Sheye Akar Yaakov Mimkomo. It doesn't mean that Yaakov will be uprooted from its place. Ella Yisrael Iker. Ella Yisrael Iker V'Yaakov Tafelo. Rather, what it means is Yisrael is the primary name, Yaakov is the secondary name. V'chein hu Omer, we'll stop right here. V'chein hu Omer. So I'll say again, we're not finished with this theme, but the idea ultimately is that according at least to the Chachamim, so Yitzias Zayim will certainly be relegated to a second tier position, but will not be forgotten in the face of Messianic redemption.